Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi, Kinsey, Elsie, and Emmy. Hi, Finn, Rowan, and August, and all the boys and girls listening. I hope to hear from you and how your kids are enjoying the program, and I hope you're enjoying your time with Jesus. We are going to sing A Boat Goes Sailing. Let's pretend that we're missionaries. You can pretend to paddle your boat to the mission field, and then you can stretch out your arms and fly like you're in an airplane.
A boat goes sailing to the mission land. Sailing, sailing, mission boat. It takes a teacher to the children there. Sailing, missionary boat. A plane goes flying to the mission land. Flying, flying, mission plane. It takes a doctor to the children there. Flying, missionary plane.
This next song teaches us what to do with our bodies when we pray. Let's try doing the actions together as we sing When It's Time to Pray.
When it's time to pray, I bend my knees, fold my hands, close my eyes. When it's time to pray, I bow my head, and then I talk to Jesus. When it's time
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question number one. To protect baby Moses from the bad king, where did Moses' mommy hide him?
In the basket.
In a basket. And then she put the basket in?
Water.
That's right. She hid him in a basket and put the basket in the river. Question number two, who found the basket with baby Moses in it? Was it the bad king, or was it the king's daughter, the princess?
The king's daughter.
Yes, it was the princess, and she loved the baby. And question number three, did baby Moses get to go back to his praying family?
Yes.
Yes, the princess even paid his mommy to raise him. Jesus kept him safe, just like he keeps you safe. Our lesson today is crocodiles, 1 Peter 5:7.
He cares for you.
Crocodiles are one of the biggest animals to live in a river. Some crocodiles are as long as a car. They're heavy, too. They might weigh as much as 50 or 100 children all put together. Crocodiles never stop getting bigger. They just keep on growing and growing for up to 70 years. What does a crocodile look like?
It looks like it has big teeth and it can swim.
Are they soft and cuddly like a kitten?
No, they're really hard.
No, they're bumpy and rough scales. Can you hold a crocodile that's full grown in your hands?
No, they're really big.
No, they're way too big because they keep growing. A crocodile has hard, scaly skin and swims very fast in the water. They can also jump out of the water and steer themselves with their tail. Although they have short legs, crocodiles can run really fast. Why should you never touch a crocodile? Especially near its mouth.
Because they'll bite.
They have big mouths, strong teeth, and a powerful bite. In the Garden of Eden, though, crocodiles did not eat other animals. They couldn't have. Why not?
Because Jesus made it perfect.
Because back in the Garden of Eden, there was no sin and nothing ever died.
When Adam and Eve ate the fruit, then that's when they started eating other animals.
Because of sin, crocodiles eat other creatures today. Even though crocodiles are very dangerous to us and other animals, the mommy crocodiles are very careful and loving with their own babies. The mommy carries the babies very gently. You think on her back? No. In her hands? No. But in her mouth, carefully between her big teeth. Some crocodiles live in salty water near the ocean. Some live in rivers and lakes and ponds. But one kind of crocodile, the Nile crocodile, may have lived in the same river where baby Moses was floating. Jesus sent his angels to keep baby Moses safe in that river. Are Jesus' angels watching over you too? Of course. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse is Psalms 107:13. They cried out to the Lord, and he saved them. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
They cried out to the Lord, and he saved them, and he saved them, he saved them. They cried out to the Lord, and he saved them, Psalm 107:13. They cried out to the Lord, and he saved them, and he saved them, he saved them. They cried out to the Lord, and he saved them, Psalm 107:13.
I'm glad you joined us again today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and then we'll have a new one out the first day of the next week. Let's have prayer. Try repeating the words after me. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can trust you. Help us to ask you for help whenever we need it, because you will save us. And thank you for your love for me. Amen. Our last song is Praise Him, Praise Him. As you learn the words, sing with us. The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.